Good evening. Welcome to the 70th, I think I said that correctly, episode of Speaking in Your Basement. I wanted to talk a little bit about something Stephen Covey mentioned in The Seven Habits. He spoke about reading broadly and deeply, And it seems that it's very popular to get speed reading courses or get things on Audible and you listen to them at double speed or whatever you can manage to listen to them at. It's not that there's not value in that. I think that can be a piece of reading broadly. Now, even then, I would say at some point you need to actually look into it, actually have a copy or at least a summary and actually do a little bit of the reading, even if you're just reading broadly. If you're reading deeply, usually you're going to have to go a little further than that. Now, it can be useful when you're reading deeply to just listen to something over and over again. There's whole books and chapters of books and little brief sections of books that I've just listened to over and over and over again, 5, 10, even more times. It seems like over time you will absorb some of it. It hits you differently. You hear an idea and you understand it differently than you did initially. Or you hear an idea that somehow you managed to miss your first time going through the book. These are ways to get more out of a book. So you can read broadly. And reading broadly doesn't even have to be finishing the book. It can kind of be looking through the table of contents or listening to the first couple of chapters, maybe fast-forwarding and listening to bits and pieces to see if you can pick out any interesting bits. When you read deeply, oftentimes you're going to have to come up to the same text numerous times and use different formats. You can read it, you can listen to it, maybe watch YouTube videos based on it, or maybe YouTube videos reading portions of it. There's a variety of ways to absorb the information in the book. But you want to read deeply, at least in a few things. At least in some of the areas that are most important to you. Maybe the area that's your field, the area you want to go into, or maybe just your biggest passion, your biggest hobby. You want to have some area where you dig deep with books. And a book, when you find a good one, is a very cool thing. Because when it's done well, it's taking the author's years and potentially decades of experience and condensing that down into a system that you can understand sometimes in a day, but usually at least in a couple of weeks. You can go through that book and have something like a high-level overview of their 30 years of experience, or 20, 10, whatever it is. But their extensive experience you can get in a very condensed time. So books are valuable for that, and you have to respect them because it's very easy, as I've done, to just start stockpiling them, and then it's very hard to even wrap your head around how you're going to start going through them. Now, I like having books. I don't regret that I have all the books that I've purchased, but it does make it challenging figuring out what the reading plan is going to be. So as you get books, as you use books, as you learn to more deeply appreciate books, make sure there's a plan. Make sure there's a plan for sticking with us. This can be daily reading. It can be reading a few times a week. It can be just finding the thing you want to pay attention to most now and pouring yourself into that when and where you can. So do read broadly, but read deeply as well. Recognize what you're getting for your time. You're condensing someone else's decades of time down into a day or maybe up to a few weeks for you. That's really powerful. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me today. We'll talk again soon.